This is WKAR Online. We're taking a moment now to remember a mid-Michigan veteran who tried but never really came home from the battlefield. 2 years ago, Brad Eifert, a former Army staff sergeant and Iraq War veteran, drew police into a standoff near his Okemos home after he fired his pistol several times. Instead of prison, a judge ordered therapy for Eifert, who suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. He received treatment in Rochester, New York, and by all accounts was making good progress. This week, we learned the sad news that Brad Eifert was found dead Tuesday in a Lansing Township motel. He was 37 years old. Now in tribute, we're re-airing our story about Brad Eifert we first brought to you 10 months ago on Veterans Day 2011. Here's WKAR's Mark Bayshore.
In August 2010, Brad Eifert was a man living on the brink. He'd been an Army staff sergeant and served in Iraq. He'd been discharged 4 years earlier, but in his mind, Eifert was consumed with hopelessness and guilt. The night of August 9th, he called Army supervisors and said he wanted to go to the hospital. They called 911. Authorities found him armed and shooting indiscriminately. He spent 2.5 hours in the woods while police held him at bay. Dropping his pistol, Eifert finally ran into the open, yelling, "Shoot me, shoot me." He was tasered, taken into custody, and booked. 5 counts of assault with intent to murder. But during his 7 months in jail, Eifert's predicament improved. His attorney successfully got his case transferred to Veterans Court. Key law officials began to learn more about the man. What's more, they felt compassionate. Today, Brad Eifert can talk about his dramatic progress.
I'm definitely thinking more clearly. I've let a lot of stuff go. I mean, nothing ever goes away, and you always think in your head you want to be normal again. But you got to find a way to live normally with your, some of those demons that you have in your past.
He says counseling is helping him to finally process the stress of his infantry experience. There was one mind-bending tragedy that wouldn't let go. Eifert encountered what he and his squad identified as insurgents. He fired, then made a horrible discovery.
And then we noticed that it was a civilian casualty, and it was hard on me. I killed a kid.
After his discharge in 2006, a downward spiral took shape. Often irritated and depressed, he suffered nightmares, drank heavily, and attempted suicide. All this led up to the confrontation with the police. 15 months later, Brad Eifert's intense counseling regimen appears to be helping. Like the infantry gunner he was, he likens the dramatic progress he's made recently to a blitzkrieg.
There's so much therapy. It's like attacking you from every angle in your life to get you back in this normalcy. We record ourselves talking about all these events, and then we listen to them again. That is what helped a lot. Kind of helps you process what happened and realize that, maybe the choices that you make aren't always perfect, and, things happen. It's war.
But Eifert says the hardest part is being away from his family. Though she's hundreds of miles away, Eifert credits his wife as a central part of his recovery. And on this particularly memorable Veterans Day, 11-11-11, what does Brad Eifert feel?
I'll always be proud of my service. I think I did something for my country, and I was a part of something larger than myself. And there will always be a part of me that will feel like I somehow failed, because I didn't process it, I guess, with the way that the Army would consider it normal. I wish that I could have still had a career in the military, and I loved it. I mean, it's bittersweet. What can you say? Some things happen.
Brad Eifert says he expects to be home in Okemos by Christmas. Later, the Veterans Court will make a ruling on his case. Eventually, he wants to return to college and go to work for the Veterans Administration. He wants to help others like him come home, emotionally. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Mark Bayshore.